From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, of course, pharmacist Ben joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. And let me give you some information as we get started. First of all, let's slam their website. We always seem to. Criticalhealthnews.com. Download their free app as well, but you can get to it from your smartphone or your desktop. Criticalhealthnews.com. And here's a toll-free number to call for people for assistance. This is not to get on the show. We'll do that soon. But this is just to call for information. 1-855-949-RADIO. 1-855-949-RADIO. Back with Pharmacist Ben and criticalhealthnews.com in a moment. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, welcome back, and looking forward to your Thanksgiving, I hope.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to Christmas. It's my favorite time of year, and nice to be back, George.
It is so cold in St. Louis right now. I came up here for the holidays, obviously, and I wanted to take in the beautiful fall weather of St. Louis, and it's 12 degrees outside right now.
It's crazy, I know.
What's happening to the world, Ben?
All kinds of changes. Not as, you know, I like change, George. Change is a good thing. You got to roll with the tide, as they say. You got to kind of know how to handle all the things that life brings you. But I think change is a good thing. Now, what we're doing to the environment might not necessarily be a good thing, but you know what? Human beings may be evolving to handle what life hands us. You know, we think that Homo sapiens is the top of the food chain. We're like the top of the line here, but it may not be the case. Have you been following what's going on with AI and Google Glass, these new glasses that they have with the internet in them, high-tech Google Glasses and augmented reality? We're on the precipice of something big, George.
Well, we are. My guest right after you is on artificial intelligence, so I'm looking forward to that. So this is flu season, Ben. What do you recommend?
Don't do the vaccine. I know I always get a lot of people, a lot of medical folks hate when I say this, but the vaccine is not the way you want to handle the flu. The flu, the body's immune system is designed to handle the flu, but you got to have the proper lifestyle. You've got to make sure that you're reducing stress. You've got to make sure that you're not eating the wrong foods, and you got to make sure you're on a nutritional supplement program. Vitamin C is one of the most powerful anti-flu substances you could ever take. Just plain old vitamin C, George, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Nightly Essence from Youngevity. There's so many wonderful strategies that you can use, not just to protect yourself from the flu, to protect yourself from disease, to improve your longevity. There's so many ways that we can improve our health. It's just absolutely horrific. I was just in Canada, George, this last week. What's going on in Canada with the health situation? You know, they got free health care, right? You think that's going to be a wonderful thing. You've got politicians now here in the United States talking about Medicare for all and government health care. This is not a good thing. And I think maybe that we need something to protect us from catastrophic kinds of conditions. But to use government health care to take care of lifestyle health challenges, health issues, that we can control ourselves with good living, with proper nutrition, with good supplementation, with eating correctly, with exercise, with mental health strategies. There's so many wonderful ways that we can stay healthy, but we become medicalized. We believe that the medical model is here to take care of our every single health issue that we can name. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Surgery's great. Sometimes you need surgery. You break a bone, you know, you have a heart attack. If you need some kind of emergency surgery, that's a good thing. But to use medicine for lifestyle issues, it doesn't serve anybody but the people who make money off of it.
I think most people who listen to this program, Ben, take care of themselves, supplement and everything else. Outside of this arena, well, how many people out there do you think take care of themselves?
Not a lot, George. Not a lot. And it's very unfortunate, but you know, you got to take responsibility for your life. And there's a phenomena in cellular biology called apoptosis, and that's cell suicide. When a cell decides that it's not capable of surviving, it doesn't like its life for whatever reason, it will go ahead and commit suicide. I've come to the conclusion that when people don't want to be around, they'll just say things like, I'm just going to drink this Coca-Cola. I'm just going to smoke this cigarette. I'm just going to take this drug. It's just a way of abdicating, responsibility.
They get reckless.
Yeah, and it seems like that. I mean, to me, George, why wouldn't you take a supplement? If Beyond Tangy Tangerine can change so many people's lives, and it costs something like a dollar a day or $1.50 a day, why wouldn't you use it? What possible reason could you have for saying no to a nutritional supplement program? It boggles my mind.
Well, how about a lot of it's conditioning, too? I mean, because I got to tell you, you know, when I wake up in the morning after the show,
yeah,
and, you know, I have a regimen of not as many as Doc Wallach takes, but I take a lot of supplements in the morning. But there are some mornings, Ben, I'll get up and go, oh, man,
right,
do I got to do all this? But I do it.
Because you know what's going to happen if you don't. You
exactly.
Know when I miss even one day of my nutritional supplements,
you feel guilty.
I feel guilty, but I also don't have the same energy.
Even just one day? Really?
Even one day and I'm snacking. One day of missing my supplements and all of a sudden I notice that I'm snacking. Just one day. Can you imagine people who've never supplemented or who only supplement occasionally? I mean, to not nutritionally supplement seems so crazy. And I can understand that if people don't know, but there's so many sources of information now. There's so many places to get information about what vitamins do, about what nutrients do, about what exercise does, about what mental health strategies do. Compared to when we were growing up, you know, compared to in the 60s and the 70s, all the information that we have at our disposal now, I mean, we didn't even know about probiotics.
No.
As recently as the 1990s, we didn't even know a lot about probiotics. Today, we have so much information, and there's so much testimonials, George. There's so many people who have changed their lives with supplementation, who've gotten off their prescription drugs, who've lost 100 pounds or 150 pounds, who just feel better. It's crazy to me to not at least try a nutritional supplement program, to not at least try Beyond Tangy Tangerine, just for 1 month, and see what it does for you.
Well, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, the number to call for information, because he and Doc Wallach give a lot out, is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We will take calls in a few moments with pharmacist Ben and the next hour as well. Tom will take your text and tweets if you want to try to get a message through that way. I'm taking emails as well. Ben, I've got an email from Rebecca of Where I Do Not Know, who simply says, I have chronic pain, and opioids are not the way for me to go. What do I do?
Good for her. Well, there's a lot of things you could do, but the most important thing to do is figure out what is getting into the body that's turning on the inflammatory response. Chronic pain in the body usually has some element of inflammation. Inflammation is a defensive response. First thing to do, always, 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 is focus on the digestive system and food. This is a rule of thumb in the world of alternative health. In the world of health, I hate saying alternative health. In the world of health, this is a rule of thumb. This is a golden rule. Focus on the center of your body. Just like when you were playing basketball and you're a kid, they always tell you, focus on the center of the body. In Chinese medicine, the Dantian center, the Qi center, the center of the body is where the small intestine is, and this is where the outside world meets the inside world. This is the world of the outside meets the body at the level of the intestine. At the level of the intestine, you have an opening into the bloodstream, and that's where everything gets into the blood. When you have chronic inflammatory or chronic pain, you want to consider it to be an inflammatory condition. An inflammatory condition, listen, this is very important what I'm going to say here, because you hear a lot about this word inflammation, right? Everything's inflammation. Cancer is inflammation.
That's right.
Diseases are inflammation. What is inflammation? This is so important. It's a defensive response. Inflammation is how the body protects itself.
That's what the fever does too, right?
That's what a fever does. But what I'm saying is here, George, is something's gotten into the body when there's inflammation. So the first thing to do is always focus on the main source of the main portal into the body, which is the digestive system. I'm not a foodie, George. I'll eat whatever if I'm hungry. I'm not saying this like I'm Mr. Organic Guy, Mr. Food Guy. I'm just saying, if you have a chronic condition, if you have a chronic pain condition or a chronic disease state, a progressive disease state, focus on the gut first. You start off by fasting for a day or two. Just even one day. And if you can't fast, do a little Beyond Tangy Tangerine or maybe a little celery juice just to get you through. And then for most people, they'll feel, or many people, when they're sick or they're dealing with a disease state, they'll feel better when they fast. Then when you start eating again, you eat very carefully and you do what doctors do and what nurses do and what detectives do when there's a crime. You chart. You do a food journal. You write down your foods you're eating, and usually, and you won't take very long when you do this because it's usually your favorite foods. You write down your foods you're eating and how your body feels. Usually, if you have an inflammatory condition or a pain condition, it will spike when you eat the wrong foods. Your blood pressure will go up when you eat the wrong foods. Your pulse will race when you eat the wrong foods. You can actually feel it 20 minutes or 25 minutes after you eat a food that is a something that you're having a problem processing, an allergen.
Your heart will flutter sometimes, too.
Your heart will flutter. You'll feel it in your circulatory system. Pay attention and chart it, and then start to eliminate your foods. As far as chronic pain goes, estrogen's a big problem. You know, there's a health challenge, I don't know if you've heard of this, called fibromyalgia.
I've heard of it. We'll talk a little bit more about that, Ben, when we come back in a moment. Plus, we'll start with phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call, there are people there right now. They'll be there forever. 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He's with us every 6 weeks. The same with Doc Wallach, and they switch off every 3 weeks. And, Ben, you do a great job for us, by the way. You help a lot of people.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Troy. It's my mission in life.
Before we go back to calls, you were talking about fibromyalgia.
Yeah, fibromyalgia is one of the most tragic health challenges that I see. I can only imagine what it's like to deal with it. It's pain head to toe, George. Can you imagine this? Think of the worst soreness you've ever had.
Constantly.
Head to toe, from the top of your body to the bottom. It's an estrogen condition, which means it's a digestive condition. When you have an estrogen health challenge, largely it's related to the way you're processing fats and how you're digesting food and intestinal health. So anybody who's dealing with this tragic health condition, fibromyalgia, please focus on your digestive system. Just fasting will make a significant difference in your pain. Do everything I was just talking about, fast, food diary. Make sure you're using digestive enzymes. You know, the ultimate enzymes from longevity, digestive enzymes, can not only help you digest your food, they have anti-inflammatory properties. They can help you with pain. They can help thin your blood. They help break up the clots inside the blood. Digestive enzymes are one of the hidden gems of nutritional supplementation. The ultimate enzymes from longevity are unbelievably priced for all the things that you get out of digestive enzymes, in addition to, of course, digesting your food. For fibromyalgia, make sure you're using essential fatty acids. You know, do you know essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs from longevity, essential fatty acids are natural statins? They
yeah,
act like statin
absolutely.
Drugs. Essential fatty acids. You want to hear some more? The ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, are also natural estrogen-like compounds. They're natural hormone replacements.
Are they the omegas?
Yes, omega-3 and omega-6.
Yeah.
Powerfully anti-inflammatory. But nobody knows that they're natural statins. They help lower your cholesterol naturally. They also act as a natural source of estrogen for women or a natural estrogen-like compound for women who are on hormone replacement therapy. By the way, I was just reading about testosterone hormone replacement therapy increasing blood clots, the likelihood of blood clots. I get this question a lot about hormone replacement therapy. Should I do hormone replacement therapy? Listen, playing around with your hormones is not a good idea. And your hormones are responsive to two major elements of our lifestyle that hormones are responsive to. Food and thoughts. How we think changes our hormones. You know, for women who are going through hormone replacement therapy because they have a lack of libido, or they feel less feminine, or they don't feel womanly, think sexy thoughts. You'll raise your estrogen naturally. Think fertile thoughts. You'll raise your estrogen naturally. There's so much leverage we have over how our body shows up through food, through nutrition, through mental health strategies, emotional health strategies, spirituality. I was just reading, George, how your posture affects your cholesterol levels.
Your posture?
Your posture.
Really?
Yes. And not only that, your posture also can thicken your blood. It can elevate your hematocrit.
I'm going to tell you a story that'll break you up a little bit, Ben. Just listen to this. Saturday, I'm in St. Louis. Of course, I'm in St. Louis for the holidays, and I'm at a restaurant, and somebody pointed me out to a couple, and this lady comes up to me, and she's tearing up, and she introduced herself, gives me a big hug. I don't know her. And she says, "I just want to thank you." And I went, "For what?" And she said, my mother, who just passed away, would listen to your show religiously every night. And you have no idea the effect you've had on her. But she would tell us, and this is where you and Doc come in, she would, some of her favorite shows were when you had Doc Wallach on and Pharmacist Ben, because she's convinced you folks gave her 3 or 4 more years.
Praise God.
And this lady is in tears telling me this story. And it kind of broke me up.
I believe it. It makes you cry. I'm telling you, I know exactly how you're feeling. It makes you cry. I mean, this is such a great gift that we have, to have a platform to be able to change lives, to be able to impact people at the most fundamental level. You're impacting people with their belief systems. You're changing people's ways of looking at the world. That's a fundamental way, a fundamental aspect of change is how we look at the world. And you're changing how people look at the world. I want to change how people look, and Doc as well, we want to change how people look at their bodies. And so no longer do you have to be condemned to your disease. The medical model has this pessimistic view about humanity, about biochemistry. It says we're flawed. The medical model says that we're flawed. And you can't blame them. That's just their perspective on it. But when I see the reversals, I never say cure, George. I would say reversals.
Right, reversals.
When I see the reversals that occur, I know that we're not fundamentally flawed. I know that the body has a healing mechanism built into it. And when you think about every time you cut yourself, you don't have to, when you cut yourself, what happens? The body takes over. It just heals.
It does. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks, but it works.
Well, here's a question for you, George. How does yesterday's lunch become your hand or your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Or how does this happen? There's an intelligence, a divine intelligence that is built into the body, built into the organs, built into the tissues, built into every cell in the body. You know what scientists call this, George? Check this out. This is really cool. You've heard of hardware, right? And you've heard of software.
Of course.
All right? And now they have firmware. Firmware is like a cross between hardware and software. Do you know that there's something now called wetware?
What's that?
Which is the computerization.
Do I even want to ask?
Yes, you should do. Yeah. It's the computerization of biological tissues. We now know that cells and organs and tissues act like computers. They act like information processors. They work on algorithms. They take in information and they become responsive to their environment. This is unbelievable, George. And for us to feel like we're condemned to our psoriasis or our heart disease or chronic degenerative disease, whatever it is, it flies in the face of what we know intuitively and now what we know scientifically about a divine intelligence that's built into the body. And this is such good news. I call my radio show The Bright Side, because to me this is such good news that we have power over our biochemistry in multiple realms, in the spiritual realm, the mental realm, the emotional realm, and the physical realm. We have power over our biochemistry, over how our body shows up, over how our hormones take shape, over our longevity. I mean, it's an amazing thing that we need to treasure and honor and leverage and not marginalize it and dismiss it like the medical model does.
Let's go to the phones. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Tom is standing by as well with text and tweets. Let's start by going to who's up. Mark in Charleston, South Carolina, first-time caller. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, George. How are you?
Great. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, doing good.
Super. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I found out I had lung cancer about 3 months ago, and about 7 weeks ago I had a robotic lobectomy on my upper lobe on my right lung. And the lung's okay, but all the nerve damage and stuff, it's just, like, debilitating. And I can't do nothing because of all the pain from the nerve damage. And I was wondering if there's anything I could take for that.
Well, you know, let me tell you. Yeah, absolutely. Glucogel caps, absolutely. Get on glucogel caps. That's glucosamine. Chicken soup or bone broth is very going to be very helpful for you. Beyond Tangy Tangerine will be helpful for you. The Ultimate EFAs will be helpful for you from longevity. And then all the Ultimate Enzymes, as I was saying earlier, as anti-inflammatories and to break up scar tissue. You know, most people after a surgical procedure will have adhesions or scar tissue. And not only will this cause pain, sometimes lifetime pain, but can also affect how organs function. So you can run into further health problems post-surgery. So taking care of these adhesions and the scar tissue while they're forming, or before they form, right after surgery, pre-surgery and post-surgery is extremely important. Pre-surgery and post-surgery, Ultimate Enzymes always. Pre-surgery and post-surgery, vitamin K. and vitamin K-containing foods. It can be helpful pre-surgery and post-surgery to prevent bruising. And then also don't forget the slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Make sure you're breathing through breathing deeply and through the nose. Many people are mouth breathers, and when you're a mouth breather, you're on higher risk of sleep apnea, you're on higher risk of dementia as you get older, you're on higher risk of chronic fatigue and depression. So making sure you're breathing through your nose and you're activating or engaging your intercostal or your respiratory muscles when you're doing that breathing.
And thank God he doesn't have lung cancer. And, Mark, here's that toll-free number to call, too, because I know you're probably driving and you might not be able to jot this stuff down. Just try to remember this phone number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just dial it up like that and it'll ring. 1-855-949-RADIO, and people will give you the information that you heard from Pharmacist Ben. They're listening to the show. They're taking notes for you. And Tom's got a text or tweet. What do you have for us back there, Tommy?
This one in from Gerald in South Dakota. My sister drinks chocolate almond milk to help strengthen her bones. Can you please ask the pharmacist if this really helps, and can bones grow stronger?
The bone is stronger at the point of the break. You ever hear that? The bone is strong. I love that. That means you break a bone and the body doesn't just heal it. It heals it up stronger. So heck yes, you can build bone. Almond milk's okay. Make sure it's unsweetened. Almond milk is actually pretty good, and the cocoa stuff is really
tasty. Almonds are great for you.
Almonds are great. Source of calcium and fiber, and they're actually, I just did a little video on something called salicin that's in almonds, and salicin is very similar to aspirin. So almonds actually contain a natural aspirin that can help you if you have headaches or you have pain. So almonds are tremendously valuable food, absolutely. But for bones, there's more than just calcium. For bones, the most important thing for bones is collagen peptides. Longevity just came out with a great product called collagen peptides. We do not appreciate the power of collagen, George, although it's getting more popular now. But I've been talking about bone broth for many years, largely because it's liquid collagen. When you make bone broth correctly, we actually use the bones, that broth is like a liquid collagen builder. It's got all the things you need for building bone and building connective tissue. And bonus, when you build connective tissue or you use strategies that build connective tissue in one part of your body, the entire body benefits. Connective tissue building for your bones will benefit your blood vessels, it'll benefit your skin, it'll benefit your heart and circulatory system, and it'll benefit the internal structure of the body where the fascia is that holds all the organs in place. So building connective tissue is super important, especially for the bones.
Ben, Dean Foods, largest producer of milk in the country, filing for bankruptcy. They say that milk consumption is way down. What's happening?
Oh, people are getting wise. They're laying off the milk and they lose weight. They lay off the milk and their arthritis goes away. They lay off the milk and they got better digestion. They lay off the milk and their skin improves. You know, so people are getting wise.
Were we tricked as kids in the 50s and 60s when they kept pushing milk?
I don't know if they intentionally, they just didn't know. And now we know that there's insulin-like growth factors and there's a reactive peptides.
Well, they probably didn't have growth factors in there in the 50s and 60s.
No, this is insulin-like. I don't think it's well, they may be injecting cows with insulin, but I think it's a component of the milk, these growth. Because milk is George, cow's milk is designed to grow a cow, you know? That's what it has all the
That's
things
right.
in it to grow a big, fat farm animal. So you want to be a big fat farm animal? Drink the food that's designed to build a big fat farm animal. We didn't know it at the time. We didn't recognize it, but now we do. And you know, milk producers are paying the price. You know why people like milk, George? Let me tell you why. It's called fat and sugar. And that's basically why people love milk so much. Fat. If you take the fat and the sugar out of milk, it isn't very tasty.
I don't think I've had a glass of milk in 30 years.
I as well. Do you think you could do it? Do you think you could have a glass
of milk? No, I actually think it would get me mentally sick to my stomach.
Right?
Yeah.
Even the thought of it would gag you.
I don't know why. I used to love it as a kid.
Yeah, because, you know, you get hooked on the fat.
Nothing like dipping your cookies in the milk, right?
Well, you know, almond milk has way less fat and way less sugar, and you can dip your cookies in it.
Let's take another call or two before the break. Monica's in Lutz, Florida. Hi, Monica. Go ahead.
Hey, Monica.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I do love it when you have Dr. Wallach and Pharmacist Ben on best show.
Thank you, Monica.
Got a quick question. I could have a million questions, but the quick one is the flus or the colds that are going around right now seem very different. Both my daughter and I, the throat swells up, but then you feel kind of better, and you go out and you do things, and then the throat swells up again, and it's like for weeks. Are they dropping stuff on us as experimentally?
Or what? Oh, yeah.
Well, you know.
That's another show.
That's another show, exactly. But
chemtrails.
But your point is interesting, because what happens is if your immune system is not firing on all cylinders, you may notice that you're getting better, but there's a low level of just discomfort that just lingers. You know what I'm saying? You don't completely recover. That has to do with a depressed immune system, and it comes from two directions. Number one, deficiencies, which most people are deficient, and number two, eating the wrong foods, putting things into the system that add to the immune system load. So there's a phenomenon called load. It's like a straw that breaks the camel's back phenomena. The immune system, the detoxification system, can handle just so many straws. And then one straw breaks the camel's back. But there's a phenomenon where you're adding straws to the camel's back, so your immune system's not operating on all cylinders. Gluten can be a problem. Various food intolerances can be a problem. Mental stress will lower your immune system. Emotional issues, anger, jealousy, fear, all of these things have a tendency to lower the immune system. And you know what, George? I talk about it, you know, I talk about it with you a lot when I come on the air, but I don't talk about it as much as I'd like to, and that's the notion of spirituality. When we don't feel connected, we go into fear. There's only one fear, George, and that's the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fear. And when we feel separate from our environment, the environment becomes the great unknown. Albert Einstein famously asked, if I could talk to God, I'd ask him this one question. Is the universe a friendly place? That's what he wants to know. Well, we're all asking that question all the time. We're all saying, every moment of the day, we're saying, is this situation okay? Is the universe a friendly place? We're asking it subconsciously, and we're answering it in a way sometimes that doesn't serve us, and that is no. The universe is not friendly, and I have to be on guard. That activates the sympathetic nervous system, that reduces the immune system, reduces the body's ability to handle stress, and we go through our lives this way. We need to feel connected to the universe. When I say spirituality, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about feeling one with the universe, connected to the universe, connected to the world. If you feel separate, you're going to be dealing with a depressed immune system, and many of us are dealing with a body that's a reflection of this idea that the world is not friendly.
With pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com, and we will be back with more calls next hour with him, and then later on tonight we're talking about the incredible artificial intelligence.